Garrett Abbott was born in Ketchikan about 32 years ago. He lived elsewhere in Alaska with a short stint in California and came back to Ketchikan full-time in 2001.
I am a graduate of the local high school, and I'm also I have a bachelor's degree in the liberal arts with emphasis on history and English from UAS Ketchikan.
Abbott works as a historian and has studied Alaska and Ketchikan history. He says he's also worked as a laborer and a surveyor, and he's vice chair of the local Democratic Party. So why run for state house?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while, and our local chair urged me to get into the race, and so I did.
Abbott says his main motivation is the state's budget and how to solve the ongoing deficit problem.
How one finances the state government is the fundamental question upon which all else depends. If the state's revenue is unstable and unjust, then the state government itself will be unstable and unjust.
Abbott says the state already is taxing every Alaska Permanent Fund dividend recipient by taking and using money that otherwise would have gone into annual PFD payments. He says that kind of tax is regressive and unjust.
It falls heaviest on the middle class, the working class, and the poor, while leaving the rich practically untouched.
Abbott says taking PFD money also harms the state's economy because lower-income residents will have less to spend. Wealthy people can afford to spend the same as usual.
Now, the alternative to this current horrible system would be a full permanent fund dividend and a full progressive income tax.
A progressive income tax means the higher your income, the more you pay. Abbott says that kind of tax would be better for the state's economy, in part because it would be less harmful for low-income Alaskans and would include non-resident workers. Abbott says his campaign will focus on the financial issues because everything else is tied to fixing Alaska's budget.
The funding for education, for infrastructure, for schools, for health care, for the Marine Highway system, That's at risk.
Abbott says he plans to go door to door to get his message out to the public and attend events such as Ketchikan's Blueberry Arts Festival in early August. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.